today's topic is how to detoxify your body. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Our special guest is Dr. George Love from Boca Raton, Florida. Now, I have to just mention right away that he was one of the first hosts of the Natural Grocer radio show back in the day in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to have him on the show. Maybe he can show me how to do this thing when it comes on. He is also a practicing physician who specializes in Chinese medicine, including herbs and acupuncture. Dr. Love can be found at loveshinesmedicine.com. Okay, I see. That's written a little bit of small. I put my glasses on, right? Before we get started, I want to remind you, all of our listeners, that you are wonderfully unique. And because of your uniqueness, you should always check with your healthcare provider before making any major changes to your diet or lifestyle to make sure that it's right for you. Now, here's some exciting things going on right now. Today, we are doing another giveaway. So keep listening. We will ask our giveaway question, and here's how it works. The first person who calls in with the correct answer will get a copy of Spirit Dance. It's a CD, Mystical Travels from New Day Healing. Now, you were listening to some of the music from New Day Healing. That is our introduction music into the Natural Grocer. So if you win, you will get a CD, and all the music you hear on the show is provided by Spirit Dance. The call-in number is 602-324-1510. That is 602-324-1510. And I am excited again. We're going to get into everything just after this next segment. But first, Davita, please say hello to the listeners out there and tell us, why are we talking about how to detoxify your body? Why is that important?
Absolutely. Good day, good people. As Kenyatta said, I'm Davita Lewis, PharmD, holistic in nature. And I'm so happy to be here to share today's topic, ways in which to detox our bodies. I feel that it's important for our overall health and wellness. And there's lots of different ways in which we can detox. So I'm just excited to get into those ways here shortly.
Absolutely. Thank you, Davita. I'm so glad you're here. And you'll be co-hosting several shows with me over the course of time. I'm so excited. This is great. And we will be bringing on Dr. Love when we come back. Dr. Love, I know you're out there listening in the wings, but when we come back, we'll be bringing you on to have a conversation with Davita about how we're going to be learning to detoxify our body. I'm excited, you all. I learned so much from hosting these shows. I mean, because I'm not the expert. I'm just the one who, I'm like the listeners. Listeners, I'm you out there going, what?
And we have those answers. We have those answers, for sure.
Well, I got questions.
Okay, all right.
I definitely have questions. I'm excited about that. And so, and I'm excited to talk to Dr. Love about the fact that he used to host this show back from Boca Raton. I guess he used to be on 5 days a week back then.
5 days. That's what they say.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I'm excited about that. So, and again, remember that if you are listening and we're talking about things related to your body, know that you want to make sure you check with your healthcare provider before making any major changes to your diets or lifestyle. And so we'll be right back with today's topic after we check in with Vitamin Magic and these very important messages.
Hi, it's Michael, and welcome to another Vitamin Magic Carpet Ride. Today we conclude vitamin A and the deficiency signs, which are defective teeth and gums, allergies, which are an immune issue, and as you know, vitamin A is your first line of defense when it comes to the immune system, sinus issues. This too is an immune issue, and 9 times out of 10, what the sinus deal is that candida is manifesting. Candida is natural to the throat, so it's always there. The problem arises, one, when you take antibiotics, you kill all the friendly flora. When you swallow, the candida ends up in your intestinal tract, and it can also end up permeating through your entire skin, your entire system, which does create a difficult situation. Other deficiency signs are dry hair and skin, retarded growth, and of course, a susceptibility to infections. If your first line of defense breaks down, guess what? You're in trouble. Eye issues, irritations, night blindness, these are all indications that you need vitamin A. The things that deplete it, coffee, alcohol, excessive iron, and of course, a vitamin D deficiency are just a few of the things that will, you know, indicate that you've got a situation. Vitamin C, the shining C, this is a nutrient that must be brought in to the body. It is one of the few outside of minerals that the body cannot produce when it comes to vitamins. And like vitamin A, it is needed for healthy teeth, gums, bones, as well as strengthening your blood vessels. And you can tell you need this particular aspect of it when you bruise very easily. And that happens with diabetics. And there are some people who can just brush by something. And of course, there'll be a black and blue mark. And that indicates that your capillaries are very fragile and you're quick to bleed. Again, such a need for vitamin C. It's essential for the immune system because it actually stimulates your immune response. So these are some of the things that vitamin C is good for. We'll get into others because there are many, and we will pick this up next week when we talk about its role in collagen and glaucoma and cancer and other issues. Until then, be well, stay healthy.
You guys ready? Yes. Okay, here's the question. What are the primary organs responsible for detoxification? What are the primary organs responsible for detoxification? Call in at 602-324-1510 if you know the answer to that question. Davida, you don't get to answer. Dr. No. Love, you don't get to answer. Dr. Love, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Coming in loud and clear.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay, that's great.
Welcome to the Natural Grocer Radio Show again. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I am fabulous. It's a bright and sunny day here in Florida, and I just feel sorry for you guys out there in Arizona.
Don't feel sorry for us, man. We're doing just fine with no beach. We're doing just fine. Well, welcome to the show. I'm excited you're here. Why don't you tell the listeners, just say hello, a little bit about yourself before we jump into it.
Okay. I have been in holistic healing for 47 years.
Whoa.
I started off as a massage therapist. I did that for 7 years, and then I went into Western herbology, and then I went into Tibetan medicine, then I went into Chinese medicine. I got licensed in acupuncture in the state of Florida in 1986.
Wow.
So I'm sort of like the grandfather of acupuncture in the state of Florida.
Wow. So you know a thing or two, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I've been at this a while. I started teaching detoxification in 1983 only because my patients kept coming to me with, here's a detox, should I do it?
Oh.
So after 6 or 7 different people came to me with different detoxes, I said, okay, why don't I just break down the ingredients of all these detox programs and look at it, and maybe I can come up with a better one.
Ooh,
and
awesome.
I did.
So I'm sure you're going to share that with us in a moment.
I came up with Dr. Love's 21-Day Green Clean.
Okay. Dr. Love's 21-Day. I'm just making some notes here. We're making notes. This is exciting. So clearly, we have the right person on the show for this. I'm so excited to learn a little bit more, and I know Davida has got a couple of questions for you. So we want to talk to you about detoxing the body. And again, thank you so much for being here, Dr. Love. So Davida, what do you got for the doctor?
Hi, Dr. Love. How are you?
How are you doing, Davida?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you could join us today. I'm going to jump right in, though. The first question that I have concerning detox is, what would you say is the most important way to detox our bodies?
Okay, so let me answer your question with a question.
Okay.
If you were God and you were going to invent human beings, would you invent them so they need to break down and get detoxed by doctors, or would you invent them so they were self-repairing?
Mm-hmm. Me personally, yep, I got the answer. Mm-hmm. Self-repairing, of course.
Yes.
Okay. So you have a built-in detox. It's already there. It's called your immune system, and your immune system runs on your lymphatic system, and your lymphatic system requires you to exercise 2 hours a day. Now, our ancient ancestors figured out that alternating hot and cold water would assist the lymphatic system. And then they figured out, oh, massage would be another good way. Mm. So the detox is already built into the system. Why we need to detox now is because we disregard everything, every ancestral wisdom instinct that we have.
Yeah.
We've completely disregarded it, and that's why we need to detox. So 10,000 years ago, we were nomadic. We were hunter-gatherers. Then some very smart women decided, we don't want to be a nomadic lifestyle anymore, because every time we come this way, we spit these seeds, and now there's a tree, a gorgeous tree. So we're going to sit here by the river, and we're not going to travel. And that's how civilization actually started. And then we accumulated an abundance of food, and then we started overeating. And then the food spoiled, and then we invented cooking so the food wouldn't spoil. And then we started overeating the cooked food, and we made ourselves sick. The very first disease was indigestion, and the very first medicine was boiled water.
Wow.
And one day, a leaf fell off of a tree into the boiling water, and we discovered tea.
Tea.
So Camellia sinensis became the first medicine. So tea is a detox that we can take while we're still eating.
Yeah.
So then we learned that there has to be fast days in between the feast days. So if we examine the Hindu culture, we find out that they fast 13 days out of 30. 13 days! Now, in our culture, we say 3 days a month you should fast. Hindu culture says, oh, 3 days is not enough.
13 days.
So there's a big difference. So as much wisdom and knowledge that the West has accumulated over the past 140 years, the ancients have way more knowledge. So I have a tendency to disregard things that do not take into account ancient wisdom.
Thank you, Dr.
So I hope that answers your first question.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. So, and I mean, what a great answer. I'm just taking notes. I'm like, okay. And this makes sense. I mean, you know, I think that's important to talk about the evolution piece, because again, that's what this is. You know, it's an evolution of who we were and who we are now and how we look at things now. So different from the past. So
Correct. Now
that we've done these things, now what do we do to fix it?
Exactly.
Go ahead, Davida.
Absolutely. So I was just going to ask another question, or did
go
you
ahead.
Have one?
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
So Dr. Love, in your daily practice, what would you say is your the one thing that you do for wellness?
The one thing that I do, or what is all the things that I do?
Okay.
Because my whole life is revolving around wellness.
Okay.
Well, maybe if you can keep it down to one thing before we jump into the next segment. Just one thing. Go ahead, Dr.
One thing would be to breathe.
Okay.
Breathing would be the number one.
Oh, breathing. Breathing. Yeah.
Now, let me break that down into three parts for you. Okay, number one, breathing in is involuntary. You do not have to think about breathing in. Now, when the lungs fill up with air, what happens to the blood?
It gets oxygenated?
No, it goes out because it's already oxygenated.
Oh, okay. Trick question. Dr. Love, I'm going to pause you. Dr. Love, I'm going to pause you right there. So tell us the other two when we come back from our break in just a moment. Thank you so much, Dr. Love. We are going to go into our kitchen corner and we'll be right back with more on body detoxification. Thank you so much, Dr. Love. And he's laughing at me.
He is laughing at us.
We'll see you when you come back.
Hello, and welcome to the Kitchen Corner. I'm your host, Danielle Del Castillo, and I'm here to share some wisdom about building health starting in the kitchen. As we're talking about detoxifying your body today, summertime is a great time to detox, and you don't have to starve yourself to do so. Let me explain. Our body is always naturally ridding itself of toxins, and there are a lot of things we can do to assist that process. A great way to support detoxification is by increasing the amount of water you drink. Also, by increasing the amount of water-filled fruits and vegetables you consume each day. When it's hot outside, we naturally crave more foods rich in water, like melon, grapes, peaches, cucumbers, and lettuce. Detoxing can be as simple as a tall glass of clean water and fresh fruit in the morning, clean protein sources, and a big salad each day. Fill your belly with more fruit and vegetables each day and allow your body more time to digest between dinner and breakfast if you can. This allows the body to have more time to digest and eliminate toxins each night. However, this approach isn't best for everyone, especially if you're pregnant, nursing, or have low blood sugar. Besides increasing the amount of fruits and vegetables you eat, be sure to have a look at the ingredients of prepared or processed foods from the store that you usually eat. And if there are more than 5 ingredients in your food, or you don't know what those ingredients are, take a break from eating those foods. And also try eliminating dairy, sugar, and gluten for a few days to see how you feel. I like to make things simple. When you're wanting to detoxify your body, be sure to drink plenty of water, increase the amount of fruits and vegetables you eat, and decrease any foods with too many ingredients you can't understand. Just look at the ingredients of some of your favorite junk foods. The more you know about what's in them, the less you're going to want to put your body through all the work of trying to digest them. As always, try not to get intimidated by all of this. It's all about adding in one healthy habit at a time. Choose real food always, and remember, detoxing doesn't have to mean the same as fasting. Definitely eat and satisfy your body's need for nutrients. Just swap out for fresh, whole foods when you can. So for today's recipe, I'm going to keep it nice and simple. Grab a piece of your favorite fruit or veg, slice it up, and enjoy the benefits of a simple meal. Well, that's all for today's Kitchen Corner. I look forward to sharing more recipes with you all next week.
Back to Dr. Love for a moment, because we were talking about breathing, and he said there was 3 points that he wanted to share with us.
That's right.
He got to the first point, and now, Dr. Love, will you please briefly tell us what the second 2 points are?
Well, the heart and the lungs are not 2 separate organs. It's one system, because the heart cannot distribute blood that's not oxygenated. Mm. So the lungs have to filter oxygen into the blood for the heart to distribute. So even though we think the heart is a pump, it's not. The diaphragm is really the pump. And the diaphragm pushes the air out of the lungs so that the deoxygenated blood can get back in to get reoxygenated. Now, you can go 40 days without food with no damage to your internal organs. You can go 14 days without water with no damage to your internal organs. But you can only go 4 minutes without air. Mm-hmm. So when you ask me what is the single most important thing, it has to be the breath. Have to concentrate on the out breath, which strengthens your diaphragm.
Ah, because you're pushing it out. Okay, thank you so much. I I'm glad you explained that as well. And that makes sense about the diaphragm being the pump.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily the heart. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Love. I'm going to pause for just a moment here, and I'm going to introduce and say hello to Paul Zarchin. I think I'm saying that right, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. Welcome.
Thank you for having me here. This is great.
Thanks for coming down. I appreciate it. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about what you do and how massage can help detoxify the body.
Well, the good doctor took my thunder, but anyway, you know, he talked about breath. Well, that's one of the things I emphasize during the massage is breathe, diaphragmatic breathing into the diaphragm. Because if you breathe into the chest, it's only going to get halfway filled into the lungs. Now, as far as detoxing with massage, you have 10 systems in your body, one of which is called the cardiovascular system, but that's broken down to the circulatory system and the lymphatic system, as the good doctor pointed out.
Absolutely.
Your lymphatic system is mechanical. You have to move to get that stimulated. Your circulatory system is stimulated by your heart, but lymphatic system has to be moved, so that's why massage helps, because you have lymph nodes in your lymphatic system. That's where all the debris and toxins accumulate. And through massage, you get that flushed out and removed from your body. So that's where you detox. And the other largest organ of your body is skin. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of detoxing happens, because you sweat and you get the skin stimulated, get the dead skin off through massage.
So that is such another reason. Oh, I love all these great reasons to get massages. Now, so let me ask a question here. We talked about the lymph nodes, and I think about the knots that I'll have, right? Is that where you're talking about all that is accumulating?
No. Well, you're going to have toxins in your muscular system.
Okay.
One of your 10, 11 systems, okay. 12 mm-hmm. systems. So that's one of the reasons you get massage. Get the toxins out of the muscular system.
Now, after massages, I've often been told that, you know, they'll say, make sure you drink some water, make sure you rest, things
lots
like that.
Water.
Lots of water after that, and that's because it's having flushed all those toxins out of my body at that time.
Right. It's in your system, and the only way you're going to get it out after, you know, as far as the, like with the muscles, is mm-hmm. drink water. And the lymphatic system also needs to be hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. What are your thoughts about
this? So, I was going to ask. That was the question I was going to ask. But so, aside from water, what do you recommend that your clients do after your massage to continue the detoxing process?
One good thing you can do is take an Epsom salts bath.
Awesome.
Comfortably hot water, mm-hmm. 2 cups of Epsom salts, 2 cups of sea salt, 20 minutes, nice, quiet, turn out the lights, sure. light a candle, yeah. soft music.
Yes. Nice.
That
yes.
also helps pull out the toxins.
Awesome.
It's very therapeutic.
Good stuff. I love it. Well, Dr. Paul, I appreciate, I'm sorry, Paul Zarchin.
Oh, you can call me Dr. Paul.
Thank you so much, you know, for being here. This is so great, talking about explaining how massage can help detoxify the body, and it's reminding me that I am overdue. I want to make sure people know how they can reach you, so I'm going to definitely repeat your contact information. So you can get information from Paul Zarchin at hands-of-health.com, and you can call him directly at 602-505-0578.
And I recommend, because of the way my phone's set up, text me first to let me know you're going to call. Then I'll take off the block, and then you can call me.
Yes, mm-hmm. I appreciate that. That's good for people to know. Texting is cool, right, these days?
Yeah. It's what we do. But, you know.
Absolutely. And I believe, you know, Paul, you're going to hang out with here with us for a few moments. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, sure.
Dr. Love,
yes.
We're going to be spending some time with him when we come back after our healthy retailer spotlight, which we're going to have in just a moment. We'll continue the conversation about detoxifying your body. So thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate
you
being here.
Yes.
And now let's hear from this week's healthy retailer with our health retailer spotlight. We're speaking to Greg from Nature's Finest. Greg, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, Greg. Doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in to the Natural Grocer. Tell us a little bit about Nature's Finest.
Okay, so Nature's Finest is, we have a couple of locations. We are at the corner of Mesa, in Mesa, at the corner of Brown and Gilbert. And we have another location on Parkview Avenue in Fountain Hills.
Oh, okay.
We've been a long time in the Valley now. I think we are the longest survivor in the Valley. We started in 1982.
Wow.
So next year we'll be celebrating 40 years serving the Phoenix area. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Pretty exciting. So we're basically, you know, what one would consider maybe an old school health food store. We have, you know, a huge selection of dietary supplements, you know, herbs and vitamins and minerals. And, we do bulk herbs. We have personal care items, essential oils, and all your, you know, healthy food selections. So, and we've done this before the internet, before the big box stores all moved in, and we've been very, very price competitive for years and years and years. So a lot of times you can find items in our store more competitively priced even than you can find them online. So,
Greg, that's fantastic, because 40 years, and like I said, you were here before the big box stores. You're still here. You're still thriving. So people, please go out to visit Greg at Nature's Finest. And you said Mesa and in Fountain Hills, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have your website here. I want to tell the listeners as well. It is www.4naturesfinest.com. So four that's Nature's correct. Finest, the number four, correct?
That is right. Yep.
Okay. Fantastic. Competitive prices. I love it. And this is the store phone number for Nature's Finest. Please give them a call at 480-962-8288. Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate you hopping on for our Healther Retailer Spotlight. Now it's time for our monthly segment, Superpowers, our Superpower segment, and a few words from our sponsors. Then we'll be back with more on how to detoxify your body. See you in a few moments. Bye-bye. Welcome to the Discover Your Superpower segment. Wherever you are in the whole wide world, we want you to know that behavior matters all day, every day. One of my favorite quotes is from Veronica Tagleva, who says, "To know yourself, you must first sacrifice the illusion that you already do." Now that's deep. And did you know that behavior causes 87% of performance issues in life and business? This also includes how you treat your health and wellness. Your behavior affects your mindset, your habits, and your decision making. And we know that how you do anything is how you do everything. So understanding your behavior is the first step to gaining the deep self-awareness needed to live your best life in all areas of life. Hi, I'm Kenyatta Turner. I'm the founder of Freedom Empire Consulting, and I'm also the Chief Behavioral Superpowers Officer at Dream Smart Academy, where we use behavioral insights to help our clients to decode their human behavior in order to optimize performance and enhance their relationships. Now, why is this important for you? Because to know yourself, you must first sacrifice the illusion that you already do. Once you have an understanding of how you're naturally and behaviorally wired, then you can pinpoint the areas that you want to develop or the areas you want to watch out for. It's really the difference between your behavioral superpowers versus your behavioral kryptonite. Now, we believe that everyone falls into one of 10 behavioral identities. And we also know that everyone has behavioral fingerprints that are created based on our environments, expectations, life experiences, education, passions, values, talents, communication preferences, and even financial temperament. No two behavioral fingerprints are alike. Now, all of these behavioral superpowers combined will affect how you deal with your life, your career, your business, and your overall wellness. So some questions for you to consider. Are you spontaneous or planned? Outgoing or reserved? Fast-paced or patient? Daring or careful? Are you someone who's focused on results, or do you focus on the relationships? So, what are these 10 behavioral identities? Well, in alphabetical order, they are adapter, community builder, engager, facilitator, initiator, influencer, reflective thinker, relationship builder, strategist, and stylish thinker. Now, I'm Kenyatta Turner, and I am an outgoing, fast-paced influencer through and through.
What are your behavioral superpowers? Tune in next time for our Discover Your Superpower segment to learn more about the 10 behavioral identities and the 8-factor behavioral continuum. And remember, behavior matters. See you next time.
All right. So Dr. Love, are you with us?
I certainly am.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Davida, what do you got for Dr. Love?
Okay. So Dr. Love, I want to give you a chance to expound on the importance of detoxing. I know you mentioned breathing as one of the things. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add? Otherwise, I have another question.
Okay, you got 3 hours. I can break it all down.
No, we don't.
Okay. Dr. Love.
And he should know, right? Because he hosted the show. He knows all about segments.
Okay, so basically you need to fast 1 day a week, 3 days a month, 7 days when the seasons change, and 21 days before your birthday.
Okay, wait. Can you say that again? Because that was like
you
so fast.
Do it quickly. One day a week, 3 days a month, 7 days when the seasons change, and 21 days before your birthday.
Wow. Okay.
That is your detox schedule. Your detox juice is going to consist of 6 ounces of celery juice, 3 ounces of carrot, 3 ounces of beet, a piece of ginger, and a piece of turmeric. And you're going to juice for dinner for 7 days.
Okay.
Am I going too fast?
Go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
This is recorded, listeners.
I'll write it down and put it in the comments.
Yes. Awesome. That works.
Okay. So 6 ounces of celery juice, 3 ounces of carrot, 3 ounces of beet, a piece of ginger, and a piece of turmeric. And you're going to juice that every night for 7 days.
Okay.
Then you're going to have fruit for breakfast. You're going to have salad for lunch. And that is your first week of detox. Your second week, you're going to juice 4 times a day, no food.
No.
So that's the 14-day juice. And then the third week, you're going to do 7 days of raw. And I have 3 pages of recipes for the raw.
Okay.
So I have a 6-page PDF that I'm happy to give away to your listeners.
Awesome.
They email me at geolove49@gmail.com. If you email me, I will send you that 6-page PDF, no charge.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Very gracious of you. Appreciate that. Listeners, I hope you got that. Dr. Love, could you please repeat that email address again?
It's geolove49@gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. So let's move on to a different question. Would you say that there's an importance of glutathione in the detoxifying process?
Okay. I'm going to go back to my original I am God.
Yes.
And I created you, and
That's
you
right.
don't know how to read. So you don't know what glutathione is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I got you.
And you don't know what protein is.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what carbohydrate.
Right.
So I made sure I put protein and glutathione in all leafy green plants.
Okay. Yep.
So if you eat a variety of leafy greens, okay. you will get all the glutathione and all the protein mm-hmm. that you need.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yep.
Because all I know, you know, like I said, I don't know what those things are, but I know how to find a leafy green.
Right. Exactly. Well, I just know that when I went through my detoxing process or protocol, glutathione was always mentioned as far as stimulating that antioxidant, you know, so that it could then get rid of free radicals. And I think that it's appropriate now because we have moved so far from the days of old and the way that the ancients, right, ate. So that's why I think it might be important today because we're so far from that. So, yep. Okay. All right. Dr. Love, so do you know anything about ozone?
I know a lot about ozone.
Oh, let's talk about
it. In fact, Sophia and I were introduced to the first guy who wrote a book about ozone.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
We met him, and he was interviewed on The Natural Grocer.
Okay.
So what is it that you would like to know about ozone?
Just your take as far as its benefits.
Okay. So my question to you is, how do you get ozone?
Okay, we got about 20 seconds for you to complete that thought. Forgive me.
Okay, so when you ask me a question, you have to give me enough time
to answer it.
Okay?
That's okay.
So all you can say is ozone is really good. You can buy an ozone generator, or you can prevent free radical damage mm-hmm. by getting ozone.
Right.
If you want the biochemistry of ozone, you can't do that in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show, right?
That's another show. Dr. Love, I'm sure we're going to have you back on the show. Dr. Love, thank you so much, and Navita. But we're about to close right up in just a moment. But before we do, please, let's everyone tune in right now while we hear a tip from our naturopathic doctor.
Hi,
with our naturopathic
I'm Dr. Sean Kennedy
minute.
From the SCNM Medical Center at Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Tempe. And this is the Naturopathic Minute. More and more, men are being encouraged to look at testosterone as the root cause of their symptoms and are turning to testosterone replacement. While this may be the right solution for some, it's often an oversimplification. Appropriate diet and lifestyle changes can dramatically improve symptoms of low energy, decreased libido, feelings of depression, age-related weight gain, and also help to boost and maintain your own testosterone production. Before considering lifelong testosterone replacement therapy, you might consider a consultation to help determine if diet and lifestyle can help you function at your best. If you'd like to learn more about nutrition and men's wellness, visit me at the SCNM Medical Center in Tempe or visit ndtempe.com.
Welcome back to The Natural Grocer. Thanks for listening, everyone. And thank you so much, Dr. Love. We appreciate you, our special guest, Dr. Love with lovechinesemedicine.com. Thank you for joining us. And I do want to let everyone know that we were having a challenge with the phone line, but someone texted in with the answer. Kim LaChapelle texted in and said the liver and the kidneys are most important. And from what I understand, that is the correct answer. So I'm Kenyatta Turner. I'm here with my co-host, Davita Lewis. Tune in next week when our topic will be detox your mind. Think healthier and be healthier. We will have a special guest, Iya Afo, the founder of Heal Historical Trauma. So until next Saturday at 11 a.m., thanks for listening to the Natural Grocer Radio Show. And remember, health is your greatest wealth.
Have a great day.